Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Credo Podcast. I'm John Doherty, the founder of GetCredo.com. On this show, I interview smart marketers and entrepreneurs who can help you grow and scale your business through great digital marketing. Every now and then, I do a shorter me-only episode teaching you something that is on my mind specifically. This episode is, of course, sponsored by GetCredo.com, my company, where we have a highly curated network of vetted digital marketing professionals who are best in class at what they do. We've interviewed them, we've seen their client metrics, and we've accepted them into the network only after they've checked the necessary boxes. At Credo, we specialize in helping companies find and hire the best digital marketing firm or consultant for their specific needs. So if that's you, get in touch with us at GetCredo.com. That's GetCredo.com and click the Find a Marketer button in the top right navigation. Hey, good morning. Welcome back, everyone, to the Credo Podcast. My name is John Doherty, founder and CEO of GetCredo.com. Today, I want to talk with you about an investment that I've been making over the last couple of years that has absolutely changed my life, my business, and hopefully the lives of those around me. The topic today is coaching. Let's go back to about the end of 2016. At the end of 2016, my wife and I had just moved from San Francisco to Denver. We had escaped San Francisco and moved to Denver. We went and traveled, and then we came back, and we were back in Denver, and I was, to be totally honest with you, struggling. I was struggling really, really hard in my business. You see, that year had been huge. I'd been in business for myself full-time for about a year. And what happened was we had gone from about $3,000 a month to about $15,000 a month in monthly revenue. And of course, you might say, boo-hoo, John, you're 5X your business, you're doing 15K a month in revenue, that's incredible. And yes, absolutely, it's incredible. And it was definitely a growth problem to have, but still a problem. And basically, my business was doing well, things were increasing, revenue was increasing, leads were increasing, all of that. Of course, now we're over 3X what we were then, but we had a lot of problems. So I had a lot of churn problems, everything, a lot of things were manual. I remember having email sending delivery problems. There's just so much going on in the business. And honestly, I felt like I was failing. I felt like I was letting my customers down. And I was really struggling personally as well, just because we had just moved. And there was a ton going on in life also. We had the holidays coming up. We were in between permanent housing. We were actually staying in Airbnbs and traveling. We had trips to around the world. And then we went to New Orleans and Costa Rica for Christmas. And so it was nuts. It was nuts of a time. And so what I ended up doing was I actually found a summit going on online. It's called a Bootstrap Software Summit, hosted by this guy, Andy Drish. And I actually ended up working with Andy for about 2 years. And it was absolutely incredible working with him. And now I work with another coach named Chris Lima, who's well-known in the WordPress space, VP of product at Liquid Web on the WordPress side. But I found this summit with Andy, and it was people like Nathan Berry and Dan Martell, and other people, some of them that had come through Andy's company at the time, the foundation. And basically I was like, this is what I'm doing with my day to day. And I was watching, I was like, what do I need to do to bootstrap a company? You know, at the time it was a membership model. And so it was more in line with the SaaS company because it was recurring revenue. And I was like, this is what I'm doing with my day. And so I ended up signing up to Andy's email list, got a response from him, automated, what's the biggest problem in your business, responded. He emailed me, hey, you want to have a call? He was actually based up in Boulder at the time. And so we actually ended up working together for about the next 2 years. And then after a couple of years of working with him, I started working with Chris as we've been working on a bunch of changes within Credo, within the business. But over the last 2 years and about 4 months, I've actually spent about $70,000 on coaching. That's a crazy amount of money, right? Someone even asked me online, they're like, why don't you just go buy a car? Well, the truth is, A, I've spent that over time, not all at once, and also cars depreciate and coaching and knowledge appreciate. So today I want to talk with you about a couple of things. First one is, why would you work with a coach? Second one is, how to find a coach? So the first one is, why work with a coach? So it's amazing to me how when we're younger and we're playing on sports teams and that sort of thing, we always have coaches where, you know, we're the ones that we're learning skills and we're learning how to do things, and they've ostensibly been through it before, right? In rec leagues it might be parents, right? Their assistant coach, or whatever, and they're just there to kind of wrangle the cats. But the head coach should definitely be the one that has the skills, that has played the sport for a long time, all that sort of thing. But then as we grow up, we stop having coaches, right? When we get into college, we call them tutors. Or get into high school or college, we call them tutors, right? And then we have teachers. But then after that, it's like, you know, maybe we have managers and maybe, you know, they're teaching us things. But oftentimes they're just HR managers and they're, you know, responsible for telling us when we're screwing up and not responsible for, you know, telling us that we're getting a raise or not, all of that sort of thing. But we don't actually have a coach. And so I actually think when we're in business, whether we are an employee or we are an entrepreneur, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you need to have a coach, someone that has been there before. In my mind, a coach is 2 to 4 steps ahead of you. Though I'm starting to rethink that a little bit because Chris is way further ahead of me in business, but I actually used to think about him as a mentor, but we've become friends over the last couple of years, and I decided it was the right time to start working with him, and he has the experience that I was looking for, and all of that. So someone that's a few steps ahead of you, 2 to 4, maybe 5 steps even ahead of you, that is willing to give you their time, even if they're 5 steps ahead of you, and they're willing to give you their time and willing to let you honestly pay them for their time to teach you, then, and Chris has given me a ton of his time for free in the past as well. So, you know, it's not like pay me and I'll pay attention to you. Otherwise I won't. But the important thing here is that it's someone that's willing to invest time and their knowledge into you and help you through the challenges that are going on, in your business. And then often they'll also talk about the personal stuff as well, because as an entrepreneur, the stuff going on in your business butts up against your relationships as well. So, that's the first reason why, if you're struggling, in your business, or you're just trying to take it to the next level, right? You've gotten it to a certain point, and maybe things are good. Every business, of course, is broken to an extent, but maybe things are good. But you're like, you know what? I kind of want to take it to the next level, but I feel like there's this ceiling that I'm coming up against that I don't know how to get around it. I don't know how to get past it. So I've worked with my coaches over the years on a lot of different things. We've worked on marketing messaging. We've worked on email launches. We've worked on mindset, honestly, reading books like The Big Leap and talking about what are the things you should be working on. We've talked about team structure and hiring and managing. We've talked about a ton of things as it relates to growing a business. And then the second one is how to find a coach. So I mentioned that I found Andy because of the software summit that I happened to stumble upon, and then I signed him to his email list, and then his autoresponse got me with Chris. We were actually introduced years ago through a mutual friend, and Chris is actually, I actually credit him with the reason why I have a business to this point, because of some things that he told me to change back about the beginning of 2016. So he's actually the reason why I went 3 to 15 and I didn't listen to him on some stuff or misunderstood him on some stuff and then was struggling once I hit 15. But of course, the lesson of what got you here won't get you there when it applies to business models and business operations as well. So I was introduced to Chris through a mutual friend, and just kind of cultivated that friendship over the next few years. So I think when it comes to finding a coach, there's really no set and true way to do it. There's no marketplace out there for it, simply because coaches are usually not full-time coaches. You do have your full-time coaches or people that are running masterminds. So when I think about coaching, there's a one-on-one coaching, which is what I do, which of course is going to cost you more than a group coaching. So people like Lewis Howes and Pat Flynn, Craig Ballantyne, Bidros Koulian, people like that all have their masterminds, right, is what they call them. So they have smaller groups as well, which are about 10 to 12 people. I think Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income is about 10 to 12 people, and it's for 12 months, which is awesome. But it's a group coaching program. They do get together in person a couple of times a year, which is really cool. And then others have kind of larger masterminds, right, where it's like 50-ish people coming out for a day. It's kind of a day-long intensive. Honestly, I don't really consider that coaching. That's more of a seminar. I think what Pat does and what Lewis does with his, like, with his inner circle, with his smaller group of people that come together a couple times a year, I think his is also a year long. That's more akin to coaching. And then there's the one-on-one coaching. Dan Martell does these same sorts of things. So three ways to find a coach. A, someone who's done it before. So someone that you look up to who's ahead of you in the digital marketing space. If you're trying to grow an agency, it might be someone like Nick Eubanks, who recently launched his seven-figure agency. If you go to getcreator.com/Nick, there's a sign up there for his the middle level of his coaching program. The top level is actually already taken. That is more of a mastermind sort of thing. Second way to do it is ask your friends. So ask your peers who are running similar businesses. They might not be a direct competitor to you. And honestly, it's probably best if they're not a competitor to you. Ask them who their coach is, or ask them if you were going to have a, if they don't have a coach, ask them if you were going to have a coach, who would it be? So there are a lot of coaches out there who say like, oh, I'll work with you on mindset. I'll work with you on these sorts of things. But you need to determine what is it that you need, you know, to work on. Obviously find someone that is successful, that is ahead of you, because there are different mindset lockstep changes that need to happen as you're growing your business, as you're becoming more successful. There are things that come up that you just don't know that you're going to deal with or that you are currently dealing with. But the more important thing there is find someone that has grown the kind of business that you are trying to grow. So if you're running a SaaS business, don't go to someone that's, you know, run a B2C business, because they are, they're just not going to be quite as relevant. They're not going to have the same strategies, frameworks, and tactics that you're going to need in order to grow your specific SaaS business. And then the third one, honestly, is do you like the person? So after you've kind of found a few people and you're having conversations with them, I would say look at their life, look at their lifestyle, and see if that's one that you want as well, because that everything that they do is going to be kind of filtered through that mindset and through that way that they live their lives. And so you should ask yourself, you know, the way this person is living, the way this person is conducting themselves, is that the way that I want to live as well? And if not, then honestly, I would say you probably shouldn't work with them, because you're just going to be misaligned on what the end goal is. They may understand it. They may, you know, say they understand that you're not trying to buy a private jet and, you know, that sort of thing. If that's where they are, that's where they're going for. But at the end of the day, everything that they're doing, everything they know how to do is geared towards that, and not towards maybe the life that you want. And then, of course, within that, it's values is what I just talked about. But then also, do you get along with them? Do you like having conversations with them? Would you like hanging out with them in person? Ideally, you will have hung out with them ahead of time in person. But, you know, maybe not. It's not necessary. I would also say that you don't necessarily need someone in person. You don't need someone in your same city. For a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of people out there, you know, there's not the right coach in your specific city. So there are a lot of smart people here in Denver, but there's no one that's really run that I found the same sort of business that I'm running with the model that we have and the model that we're moving to in Denver. And so, but Chris has done that. And so Chris understands it. And he's based in San Diego. So we do weekly video phone calls, 30 to 60 minutes. And then of course it's up to me to execute, right? Same with a coach, a sports coach. A sports coach tells you practicing skills and they're showing you the different things that you need to do, but then it's up to you really to go and execute on that, to go get better at those specific skills. The coach can't do it all for you, but they can point the way. The final point that I will say is that when you're considering who to work with as your coach, you should also look for who their coach is. So coaches need coaches. The last thing you want to do is catch up to your coach, because then you're going to say, you know what? I don't really know that there's too much more that you can teach me. And so I need to go and work with this other person. It feels like a breakup. And then you have to go and find another coach, and finding a coach, finding the right coach can be quite difficult. So coaches should constantly be learning as well. And if you are a coach, or you want to become a coach, then you also need a coach yourself, because you need to be improving yourself. You need to be leveling up your mindset, your skills, your business, all those sorts of things, so that you can keep moving forward and you can keep providing value to your people that you are coaching, that are relying on you to help them kind of punch through to the next level in their business. So I hope this was helpful to you. My name is John Doherty, founder and CEO of GetCreator.com, where we connect businesses with great digital marketing providers, help them find and hire the right digital marketing provider for their business and their specific needs. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned next week for the next episode every Thursday. And if you would, subscribe to us on iTunes or Spotify and leave us a review, because we would love to hear them. We'll speak with you next week.